Ladybird Readers. A Tortoise Named Ununile. Adapted from Tales from Africa by K.P. Kojo. Picture words. Mbe the tortoise. Pigeon. Parrot. King eagle. Queen skybird. Everyone. Ununile. Igbo land. Smooth. Cracked. Seeds. Feather. Colourful. Milk bush juice. Fix. Mbe was a tortoise. He lived in Igbo land. He had a smooth shell. Mbe was a very clever tortoise, but he was also very naughty. Every year, dry winds came to Igbo land. They made the grass brown and fruit didn't grow. Most of the animals saved food before the dry winds came. Mbe didn't save his food, but he loved eating. When the winds came, Mbe asked all the other animals for some of their food. One afternoon, Mbe saw the birds around a big tree. "What are you doing, birds?" asked Mbe. "We are breaking seeds to make paint. The paint is for our feathers. We're getting ready for a party," Pigeon said. Mbe knew that there was always food at parties. "Can I help?" he asked. "I'm very good at painting." "Why do you want to help us?" asked Pigeon. "You only want to come to our party to eat our food," said Parrot. "No," Mbe said, but in his head, he dreamed about the food. "I can help to break the seeds with my feet. Also, I can tell you the story of the birds." "There was a time when all birds were colourful," he said. "But heavy rain washed away the colour from their feathers." "We want to be colourful too," said Pigeon. "But the paint only stays on our feathers for a day. I can keep the paint on your feathers with wonderful milk bush juice," said Mbe. "It's very strong. You must not use too much because that can be dangerous." The birds were happy to try this. So Mbe mixed the milk bush juice with the paint. "Why do you want to help us, Mbe?" asked Pigeon. "Because I love painting," said Mbe, "and parties." Mbe painted Parrot first. "Every year, we have a party with the birds who live only in the sky," Parrot said. "They give us food when the dry winds are in Igbo land." "Oh, I'd love to go to your party," Mbe said. "You can't fly. You don't have wings," Parrot said. "If you lose a feather, can you still fly?" Mbe asked. "Of course," Parrot said. "Take one of mine." Parrot was now looking very beautiful. "Please paint our feathers too, Mbe," said the birds. "I will paint them if you all give me one feather each," said Mbe. King Eagle was old and he didn't have a lot of feathers. "Would you like a crown of feathers?" Mbe asked him. "Yes," said King Eagle. "Please, can I come to your party, King Eagle?" asked Mbe. "Yes," said King Eagle. "If you can fly, you can come." The next morning, Mbe arrived at the big tree with lots of colourful feathers on his smooth shell. He wore long wings that were made from feathers and milk bush juice. "Thank you, King Eagle, for inviting me to the party," said Mbe. "You are not a tortoise now. You have become a bird," said King Eagle. "Everyone has to choose new names for our party. You must choose one too." "I choose the name Ununile," said Mbe. The birds and the tortoise flew into the clouds. "Why did you choose the name Ununile?" asked King Eagle. Ununile is the Igbo word for everyone, said Imbe. Everyone gave me a feather, so I am Ununile. I chose Silverhead, said King Eagle, because of my new crown. Hello, welcome to the party, said Queen Skybird. Now the party can begin, she said. There is lots of food for everyone. There was lots of colourful fruit at the party. There were lots of seeds and green leaves to eat. There was cold juice and milk to drink. Imbe wanted it all. Queen Skybird, please tell us again, who is this food for? Asked Imbe loudly. I said before, said Queen Skybird, the food is for everyone. This food is for everyone. Ununile means everyone. I am Ununile, so this food is for me. They will bring your food later, said the naughty tortoise. Imbe began to eat the food very quickly. The birds wanted Imbe to stop eating it, but he didn't. Imbe planned this, said Pigeon. He is a terrible and naughty tortoise, said Parrot. I want my feather back, said Pigeon, and she took her feather from the tortoise. One by one, the angry birds took their feathers back from Imbe. They thanked the sky birds and flew home with empty stomachs. Only Parrot and King Eagle stayed. When Imbe finished eating, he saw that he had only two feathers. Please carry me back to Igbo land, said Imbe to Parrot and King Eagle. No, King Eagle said. He took his long feather and flew back to Igbo land. Will you help me, Parrot? Imbe asked. You're too heavy to fly with me, Parrot said, but I can show you where to jump to your house. When he heard this, Imbe had an idea. Please go and ask my wife, Ijima, to put all our soft things in the garden, he said. Parrot flew to Ijima in Igbo land. Please put all your hard things in the garden, said Parrot. Then Parrot shouted, jump, Imbe! Crack! Imbe hit the ground and his smooth shell broke into pieces. All the birds laughed. You can use milk bush juice to fix it, they said, like you did before. After that, the birds were always colourful and Imbe's shell was always cracked. Ladybird, a tortoise named Ununile. Level 4. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Text adapted by Adekumni Alutunji. Illustrated by Moko Seles. Song lyrics by Naomi Rainbow. Text adapted from Tales from Africa by Ni Ayikwe Parks. First published in 2017. This Ladybird Reader's version was first published by Ladybird Books Limited, 2023. Original copyright, Ni Ayikwe Parks, 2017. Text copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2023. Illustrations copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2023. Read by Fika Msengana.